USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows spent his day on Capitol Hill talking to Democrats who have not budged in their position on coronavirus relief.
I think it's interesting just to hear the comments from Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi saying that they want a deal when behind closed doors their actions do not indicate the same thing. They can't come up with any significant cuts in their bill. What they want is a $2.5 trillion blank check. We came up here today just to hear the same thing that we've heard repeated for the last 2 weeks.
Republicans and Democrats are mostly split on how to continue to provide support for unemployed Americans, even though both sides continue to say it's a priority. Democrats are still asking for $600 a week for out-of-work individuals, which Republicans say discourage workers from seeking out new employment opportunities. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx told several state and local officials to get on top of it this week in those cities seeking increases in the trend of positive COVID-19 cases. Birx warned the leaders of the nine cities, Atlanta, Omaha, Nebraska, Boston, Kansas City, Portland, Oregon, Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, and D.C. during private calls, according to the Center for Public Integrity. Birx is also concerned about California's Central Valley. Brem Sokroft, an architect of American foreign policy during the Cold War and national security advisor to Presidents Gerald Ford and George H.W. Bush, has died at the age of 95. Sokroft was a retired lieutenant general in the U.S. Air Force. Sokroft served as military aide to President Richard Nixon and was chosen by Mr. Ford to serve as national security advisor after President Nixon's resignation. He oversaw the evacuation of American officials from Vietnam in 1975. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The job numbers came out today, and USA's Tim Berg has an analysis.
The United States economy added 1.8 million jobs last month, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2% from 11.1% in June. The labor participation rate is at 61.4%. Joni Courtney is a chief workforce analyst for EmployBridge. She joins Fox Business and shares some of the sectors in the workforce that are doing well.
You know, looking at some of the numbers here, and, you know, the temporary help sector came back, added 143,000 jobs. I know in the business that I run, we're seeing a very strong demand, of course, in mortgage roles. That's no surprise based on the low interest rates that we see, but those positions of loan processors, closers are in such high demand right now. They're, you know, manufacturing and logistics jobs are coming back.
Thousands of bikers have poured into the small South Dakota city of Sturgis as the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally rumbled to life despite fears it could lead to a massive coronavirus outbreak. The rally will become the largest public gathering since the pandemic began, with organizers expecting over 250,000 people from all over the country to make their way there during the 10-day event. That would be roughly half the number of previous years, but local residents and even a few bikers worry that the crowds could create a super spreader type of event. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.